Let us go to Andrew Kelleher from JMO Wealth. A very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How are you going? The business outlook, what do we make of it?
Yeah, look, I wanted to reach back to last week, just a couple of these releases that I think are relevant and notable. And I've talked recently about some high-frequency data suggesting that there were some sort of tentative green shoots in the economy. Some of these confidence indicators had been improving. The danger being, though, that these green shoots sort of wilt in the harsh glare of higher interest rates, you know, rising unemployment, low growth. Unfortunately, the release of the ANZ Business Outlook suggests that wilt they will, and the green shoots are under threat. So ANZ Business Outlook kind of suggests a deteriorating economic landscape. Headline confidence fell 12 points to plus 23. There was quite a big drop in confidence in the services sector. Expected own activity down 7 points as well. And they also do a read. They ask people about past activity, what actually happened. That eased 2 points as well. Now, that is quite a good correlation with GDP. Now, pricing intentions ease, that's positive for inflation, and inflation expectations themselves finally fell under 4% in the previous survey, 4.03, they're now down to 3.8%, so the Reserve Bank will like that, and investment intentions fell. Now, ANZ made the comment that results of the outlook taken in aggregate suggest or are consistent with GDP or growth in the first quarter, sort of grinding out a small positive growth number. But there's an interesting issue here, Mike. As responses to this survey were coming in, there was the release of the fourth quarter GDP number from last year. Now, that was very weak, confirmed recession and a double-dip recession as well. Now, responses received after the release of that fourth quarter GDP were much weaker than those received prior. In other words, negative news drives negative expectations, which is quite interesting. Now, there was also an interesting regional divergence. Wellington seemingly feeling the pressure on the government sector. Their expected own activity was right at the bottom of the regional pile. The key takeaway from the survey for me, Mike, it's tough out there for business. I mean, the economy is tracking as the RBNZ was expecting it to. Monetary policy is working. We're living through the readjustment that was forecast and to some degree required to get inflation down. But that readjustment, though, it's painful.
I reckon that's the truth, and that's reflected in the consumer numbers as well, isn't it?
It is not pretty. Consumer confidence is not pretty. So consumer confidence had been improving. I said it was one of those green shoots. And it was seemingly at odds with things like per capita spending, but that improvement has taken a big hit. Consumer confidence fell 9 points. It's quite a large fall to 86.4. Recession headlines seem to have also played a part in responses here as well. Those received after that recession headlines were worse. Future conditions fell 8 points. Current conditions fell 9 points as well. Perceptions of current financial situation fell 11 points back to levels seen until September 23. And perceptions of the economic outlook took a big hit, down 14 points to minus 34. The interesting thing about the survey, Mike, it tends to support the sort of thesis that the business cycle sort of has felt in different ways, and consumers, after all, are people. And for a lot of people, that business cycle manifests itself to them through the labour market.
Of course.
Sort of what's happening in my workplace, what's happening with my job. Many things in the labour market are weakening. You know, wage increases are coming down, job security is falling, unemployment is rising, it's getting harder to find new jobs. Consumers will feel that keenly. The thing is, Mike, the labour market does lag. It's one of the last sectors of the economy to sort of feel the economic slowdown. So the ripple effect goes through the economy. Unfortunately, I think that still has some room to run.
Right, I need some numbers.
Yeah, so the US markets are back trading. Actually, we've got a bit of a mixture here. Some markets traded yesterday, some haven't traded since last week. The US market a little bit weaker, down 0.73% on the Dow Jones, down 290 points. Strong manufacturing number there, 39515. The S&P 500 down 17 points, 5237. And the NASDAQ down 0.18%, 31 points, 16,348. The FTSE 100 hasn't traded since last week when it was up 0.25%, 7952, but the Asian markets did trade yesterday. The Nikkei fell 1.4%, 39803. Shanghai Composite was up 1.19%, 3077. The ASX 200 on Friday gained just under 1%, 7896. The N650 had quite a strong day, up 0.79%, 12,105. Kiwi dollar this morning, Mike, is weaker. That's because the US dollar is stronger, 0.5942 against the US, 0.9164 Aussie, 0.5534 euro, 0.4736 against the pound, 90.14 Japanese yen. Gold bugs out there need to sit down, have a wee cup of tea, because they'll be very excited, because gold hitting new highs, $2,238. And Brent crude, unfortunately, also up $87.86.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.